This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I predicted it. I told you.
I said the other day the Democrats will begin selling the back off of WooFlu. And they're going to try to be clever about it. They're going to act like they never wanted it in the first place. They're going to act like it was all for the greater good. They're going to act like they are the white knights who saved our lives. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to another hour of great radio, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, let's recap. Denver effectively ended its mask mandates and vax mandates. For the most part, there are some remnants. Oh, kids still have to do it if you're on public transportation, whatever. I promise you, it will be gone. But here's a biggie. See, this is one of the mass Nazis that I talk about. Governor Kathy Hochul. I'm reading this, appeared to soften her mask or vax stance and hinted, this was over the weekend, and hinted the edict could be lifted or altered for New York businesses next week, wait for it, amid plummeting COVID-19 infection rates. So what was bound to happen once we all caught the dreaded non-deadly disease or virus was the rates were going to plummet and things would go back to normal. But now they want to act like we saved you. See, now that the rates are going down, it can go back to normal. Remember what they told us? All the warnings. It ain't going to go back to normal until you're all vaccinated. Well, we're not. You want to give yourselves a hand if you're a holdout. Let me tell you. The people who put themselves in harm's way, shame on you. And here's the deal. Here's the sad part. It accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. They got well over 50% of the population all over the world to do something that they would have never dreamed they would have done. Certainly in this country, they would have never dreamed that they would have done it. Remember when they told us, if you don't get it, you're not going to eat, and I hope you die. And there were all kinds of evil people wishing evil things on us. And now it's, oh, geez, well, okay, I guess it's okay. Let's all get along. The current mask order for businesses expires on February the 10th. The mask mandate for schools expires on February 21st. And here's what she said during a press conference. We'll be making some announcements in the short term as we see the numbers progressing. They have no choice. See, I'm a strategist. The only place for this to go was they had to lift it because you can't try to build an economy back in time for the midterms if you've got COVID lingering. The old wolf flu is it's a big bad wolf. So there will be a decision this week. And they're going to tell you it's because the masked people did their part. The vaccinated people did their part and we made them do it. And you can thank them and us. You're welcome. The COVID-19 positivity rate plunged to 4.4%. Now we got a new statistic to look at, right? It plunged to 4.4%. Down from a high of 23% in early January as the highly contagious Omicron variant invaded New York. The highly contagious and very highly non-deadly Omicron. The one that we all were supposed to get. Why? Because it will stop you from getting all the others. Wait a minute. Are you asking yourself this question? What happened to the next series of variants? Omicron 2, isn't it out there? Hospitalizations are down, but there was still 110 COVID-related deaths, an indicator that typically lags the drop in the positivity rate. Let me tell you what else there were 100 related deaths in. Homicides, suicides, malpractice, and a host of other things that happened in New York. But see, I'm going to tell you, here's Joe Biden. He's doing the same thing. I want you to hear the lingo.
I know that January was a very hard month for many Americans. I know that after almost 2 years, the physical and emotional weight of the pandemic has been incredibly difficult to bear for so many people. But here's the good news. We have the tools to save lives and to keep businesses open and keep schools open, keep workers on the job, and sustain this historic economic comeback. Vaccination and boosters have proven incredibly effective. This past month, we started mailing out tens of millions of at-home tests to deliver to your home for free so you can determine whether or not you have COVID. And that's in addition to the 20,000 sites across America where you can get a test in person for free to determine whether or not you have COVID. And we have more treatments today to keep people out of the hospital, including life-saving antiviral pills, which we purchased millions of. And now we're seeing the difference over what our efforts have made. Look at what's happened. Just in the past 3 weeks, today's extraordinary job report data was collected. The COVID crisis has been cut in half, down in half in just 3 weeks. Still too many cases. Still we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline.
I got to tell you, it's dramatic, people, and it coincides with what? His poll numbers. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden's poll numbers. Somebody finally said, look, if you don't end this nonsense in this scam, we're going to lose. We're going to get killed. We're going to get crushed. So phase one, and listen to what he says. We have the tools now to save lives. Yeah, and he says, now we get this historic economic comeback. Have you seen it? But guess what the tools are? Vaccinations and boosters. Hey, Joe, I thought we all had to get them. I thought that we non-vax were going to be the super spreaders. What happened to that theory? And then what happened to the danger that was always lurking for the next variant? And he also says, hey, there's lots of testing. You can know if you've got it. You know what? You got to take a test. I have never had to take a test to see if I had the flu. Never. I've never even had anybody say, Kevin, do you think you have the flu? Because you better take a test. But we got to take a test for this. But he says, no, don't worry. We got at-home tests. We got testing sites. All these tests are, by the way, made in China. But who cares? And then he says, and by the way, we got lots of treatments. He didn't give you a whole lot except for that new pill that's coming out. Lots of success. We now have a number, too. It's been cut in half. Now we can measure it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you consider fake news and all the stuff that we've been going through with these social media sites and, you know, Brian Stelter saying that he's mad that Joe Rogan is more believable than CNN? Here's a mashup of different stories that were covered by CNN, and some of it is more visual, so you won't get it all, but you'll get the gist of it. And this is what they call a fake news mashup. These are the stories that CNN discussed that turned out not to be true. This will give you a basic idea of how disingenuous these people are. Now, we talked about this in the first segment when I was talking about Facebook's woes. Then I was talking about media woes. But it's not just Facebook. It's also Twitter. It's not just CNN. It's also MSNBC. It's also Fox News in many cases. It's all the regular major networks of ABC, CBS, and NBC. They're all disingenuous. But anyway, here's the mashup. CNN and all the fake news that they covered.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
That Kavanaugh aided and abetted in the commission of a gang rape.
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet
and he's in his face.
When you start whipping people with, and you want to split hairs between reins and whips.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
A widely held conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
We know the science. We know that masks work.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It is now a pandemic of choice.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin. I hope you are able to appreciate what you did in your state and what it means for the rest of the country.
Disturbing video last night showed Jacob Blake unarmed being shot by police.
Obviously, we do it overseas against our adversaries, but we don't spy on Americans.
If you want to believe the NSA is reading your favorite TV star's emails, go right ahead. He claims it's true. The NSA denies it, of course.
There is no one more knowledgeable, more decent, more honest, more committed to the interests of America than John Brennan.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
Domestic terrorism seems to be starting to spread virally in the way that we saw that happen overseas with ISIS.
Violence has erupted during anti-lockdown protests.
What you are seeing now, these images came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations.
If only we had a vaccine against BS.
We're not here to spin things or, color things a certain way. We're here to give the people reliable, accurate information on a daily basis. That's why we all come into work every day.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. So, CNN says they're not fake news, but let's recap. Russian collusion. How'd that pan out? What all did we learn? You know what we learned? I'm going to tell you. We learned that the Biden family colluded with the Russians, took money from the Russians. That's what we've learned. Rioters planning to murder lawmakers. What's that about? January 6th? BS? What have we learned about that? Pelosi won't even release the emails regarding it. What does Putin have on Trump? More Russian collusion. Kavanaugh. Do I really need to go to bat again for Kavanaugh and tell you that every one of the... Where are the accusers for Kavanaugh? The kid who was supposedly in the face of the Indian guy that ended up suing CNN and won an undisclosed amount of money? What about that case? Whipping people. You know, the border stuff where there was supposedly the border patrol went out and were rounding up Haitians like they were rounding up old runaway slaves. One of them, you have to see the visual, but they were talking about, you're a contender. You know who they were talking about? Michael Avenatti. You know the latest news on Michael Avenatti? Stormy Daniels won her case against him. He stole money from her. That's right. The guy who represented the lying skanks that accused Kavanaugh and the stripper who tried to say that Donald Trump, a billionaire playboy, gave her $130,000 because she's so delectable and delicious, she's the only one would be willing to pay for sex. Oh, what about the other theories? Coronavirus, the conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese lab. They call that a conspiracy theory. Cuomo, Fredo, had the nerve to thank Dr. Fauci for all of his hard work. One of the other clips, the science of masks, the lady claims they work. How many debunked things have we heard about the science of masks? And notice, science, 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 right? Now what? They called it the pandemic of the unvaxxed. That was the move to get us to say, well, I'm going to capitulate. I don't want to be part of the pandemic of the unvaxxed. And so some people, stupid enough to go, well, man, I don't want to be called that. I don't want that to happen to me. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and give in. And they did. You already know where that ended up, right? Have I not played enough clips? The previous set to open this hour, I showed you that the left are backing away. These hardcore mayors and hardcore governors are saying, you know what? We're going to relax these vax and mask mandates.
Very simple reason. They were shutting down the economy. They are screaming within their own party, guys, we must end this. We have milked it as far as we can. One lady went on to say, if you want to see your family, you better get vaxxed. Really? That's fake news now, isn't it? You can't travel to see your family. They called in ivermectin a livestock dewormer and ridiculed Joe Rogan, and they continue to go after the guy. I'm just giving you a few here, folks. You getting the picture? I'm going to interrupt right now and ask you a question. Who's fake news? Have I given you enough for you to ask yourself, how could you possibly have kicked people off of social media? Let me put it another way. How is CNN still on social media? How are they still on YouTube? Why has not YouTube taken down all the videos around this lie of Russian collusion? The lies about Trump, pardon me, involved with Putin. The lies about that kid who supposedly was in the face of the Indian. The lies about Michael Avenatti. The lies about the Wu flu virus. Everything that Dr. Fauci's ever done. Anybody who said mask work, they should all be ridiculed. I haven't even gotten through the list. Jake Blake, unarmed, shot by police. Lie. NSA. Oh, they think the NSA is reading your emails. NSA is reading your emails. Another conspiracy theory. And you know what we find out? The NSA is reading your emails. I've run out of time. I don't have enough time to go through all the points. But here's what I'll tell you. That's a mountain of evidence against CNN and how they should be taken off of social media. Where's Congress meeting on this? Maybe we need to get to Congress and explain this. What do you think?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is prepared if Russia chooses to invade Ukraine, according to the Secretary of State.
We will see what President Putin decides, but either way, he is going to find Europe and United States that are fully aligned, fully coordinating, fully cooperative.
Anthony Blinken meeting with his EU counterpart, Joseph Borrell, to hold a joint briefing in which they assured that they were aligned and prepared for whatever Russian President Vladimir Putin chooses to do. Super Bowl party menus are going to cost a lot more this year due to record high inflation. A new report from Wells Fargo saying typical Super Bowl snacks and food will cost 8 to 14% more than last year. The Department of Ag showing bone-in chicken wings are up 14% and boneless up 26%. USA Radio News. American Special Envoy for Iran is reportedly planning to return to Vienna soon in an effort to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. Reuters saying Robert Malley still believes the deal can be revived after now former President Trump pulled the United States out of the accord in 2018. The international deal withdrew sanctions against Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear activities. Three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death are back in court Monday as their federal civil rights trial resumes. A judge had delayed proceedings after one of the defendants tested positive for COVID-19. The former officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder last year. According to an SEC filing at the end of 2021, Tesla owned just under $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tasked my team to go look at all these Holly weirdos who are now revolting, I guess, is the... I don't know what the word would be, but it's against cancel culture. They're mad now. They're saying, oh my goodness, you know, I can't believe that you can get canceled for this or that. You know, Zucker has a, you know, relationship with a female peer. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, look, don't misunderstand me. There can be some nepotism and things like that. But aside from that, where do people meet? You meet at your job. You meet at places where you go to the same haunt. You're probably going to date or marry. I'm saying, I look at my young kid, my young son, youngest son. Where do you think he's going to meet his wife? He's going to probably meet her at a place that he goes routinely. It could be church. It could be sees her at the grocery store, or it could be at the job. It's normal. But no, now we got to cancel you, especially if you're a dude. Think about what happened to Zucker. Zucker gets fired, but whatever her name is, Golisker, she's still there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Cancel Culture will be the undoing of the left, and it already is. You know, look, Whoopi Goldberg met the woke mob. We talked about her the other day. The woke mob. Is she an idiot? Certainly she's an idiot. Does Whoopi Goldberg say stupid stuff? All the time. I remember when Whoopi Goldberg said on Hannity, she said, you got to know, Sean, my people could not vote until up until the 1960s. And Sean Hannity just went, well, okay, you're right, you're right. Idiot. She was trying to imply that black people couldn't vote. Were they putting impediments to voting? Yes, they did, but black people were voting up until the 1960s. Now, if she said black people were being prevented from voting or they were putting obstacles in the way, yes, she'd be right. But you know what else Whoopi didn't say? She didn't tell you who was doing it. But we could vote. And the thing that Whoopi also didn't want to admit is that there really aren't any impediments to voting for us. The same rules that apply to us apply to everybody. So in other words, if you say, well, there's not enough drop boxes, well, there's not enough drop boxes for white people or brown people or yellow people either.
Well, everybody can't get to the poll.
What are you talking about? If everything that applies, there's nothing that's colorized the voting system in America. See, when they passed Jim Crow laws, while it did impact poor people with poll tax, illiterate people with, the thing where you had to be able to write your name, and things like this, it impacted everybody. It was intended for blacks, and there were certain, quote, black codes that were implemented that were directly implementing blacks. There is nothing
that prevents a person from voting. If you say to me, Kevin, it's an inconvenience, I'd say, yes, it is. Let me ask you this. Is it an inconvenience to get your license? Your driver's license. Is it an inconvenience to get a marriage license? Is it an inconvenience to do anything that the government asks you to do? Can you do a drop box anywhere you want and the government go, oh, yeah, I accept it. I'll give you your DMV at your drop box.
Oh, but Kevin, your vote is the most precious thing. We should make it the easiest.
You know what I'd like to be the easiest? Getting my mail. I'd like a lot of things to be super easy. Everything requires some effort. Going back to Whoopi Goldberg. Should she have been, Goldberg, should she have been suspended? Not necessarily. That said, though, I'm glad leftism, wokeism, cancel culture, call it what you want, I'm glad it hit home. See, the other day I discussed Goldberg and her cultural appropriation of Judaism. I didn't discuss her cultural appropriation of her white guy, Ted Danson. The guy that she dated and got to wear blackface to a party that practically ruined his career. The woke mob finally hit the left again, right school, you know, in the face. And this is why I'm happy these stories come up. This is why I'm happy we live in the time that we live in, because leftism will spiral in on itself. They cheated. They flaunt their cheating. In two ways. One, they tell us, I dare you to tell me that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. And then they say, you had an insurrection on January the 6th for a free and fair election. You know why they double down? Because they don't want you talking about it. That's why. So I'm glad it's spiraling. You put that clown in. You claim he's that popular. Well, you know what's happened? How do you go from 81 million votes to where he is now in the polls? He's Mr. Popular, right? Turn it around, Joe. I dare you. Go show all that charisma, you dog-faced pony soldier, and show people how you can do it. You've got all the style and panache of Barack Obama, right? Baby Black Jesus and his old white clown. Go grab a friend. Phone a friend, Joe. Make me convinced that you can get your poll numbers back up. All the spin. I'm gonna talk to you about spin today and every day until this election cycle comes up. And you watch. Watch what happens. I'm telling you right now, they can't cheat their way out of this. But I want to stick on woke culture for just a second. Here's what MSNBC's Morning Joe's Mika Brzezinski had to say about Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, nuanced discussions are really important to have, and some of the best nuanced discussions come out of mistakes like this, where there's so much learning that could be had. So it's two things that come to my mind as I've been watching this unfold over the past 48 hours. First of all, the education that can be had out of this, the conversations, it's been good. The forgiveness has been important. The learning that has come out of the forgiveness and the learning moments has been valuable to the audience of The View. And Whoopi Goldberg, everyone knows Whoopi Goldberg. She's been on TV for decades. She's been putting herself out there for decades. If you don't know her heart, then you haven't been watching. And so that's why the two-week suspension to me seems more about something else and something that maybe we need to start putting behind us. Yeah. Which is this unbelievable need to punish and judge people
and cancel
when they've
people.
Made a mistake,
yeah.
Or when they've learned something out in the open with the public watching. It is hard for some people to evolve or to make a mistake in front of a national audience. Everyone on this show, or at least I'll speak for myself, it's happened. It's very hard. It's horrifying. It's chilling. It's gut-wrenching. You hate when you've said something that's hurt people. It is the worst thing that can happen in a career. And so I really feel like, especially at The View, where their show is based on arguments, it's based on debates. It's based on making moments, and they're pushed to do that. And I hope that there is some learning for everybody on the show.
Well, great. You're great. Yeah, great.
In terms of grace, in terms of forgiveness, in terms of
more of a space of kindness. I know that may not make as many ratings, but, you know, this is something that is just going to, like, start getting ridiculous. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg is canceled, that would be the end of this all. This cancel culture is getting so out of hand.
And there you have it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I love listening to this woman with this tortured explanation of, you ready for it? Conservatism. Nuanced discussions are really important to have. But you know who doesn't want to have nuanced discussions? Leftist. She says mistakes will be made. You're exactly right. People will say something and somebody will go, do you really think that way? And they challenge them, not necessarily in a way to make them defensive, but for them to grow. And I love how she says, everyone knows Whoopi Goldberg. No, they don't. They don't know Karen Elaine Johnson or whatever her name is. They don't know Whoopi Goldberg because Whoopi Goldberg culturally appropriated a Jewish name and pretends to be something that she's not. And then she goes on, you know, these mistakes create education. They engage conversation. They invoke forgiveness and learning. This is valuable. What have we been saying? You want to know who doesn't get to talk? Let me ask you this. Do you think she would be defending, let's say, Laura Trump for doing the same thing? Do you think Mika Brzezinski would be doing that? She says, why can't we just put it all behind us? She says, it's unbelievable the need to punish or to judge. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg should be suspended. I think that somebody needed to correct her. But I'm not wishing any ill will on her. You know who are the people who are? The people that, I mean, obviously the Jewish people are. What do the Jewish people vote mostly? Democrat? She says, it's hard to evolve when you can't talk the way, you know, speak openly. She's exactly right. It is hard to evolve. And that's why Democrat, leftist, whatever you want to call them, they don't evolve. He says the show is based on arguments, debates, and making moments, and they're pushed to do that. Yep. And this is what happens when you want to have discussion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So this whole idea of cancel culture for this particular show was started because I watched a video of Michael Rapaport getting hit by a snowball. I swear, if you see that video, the dude gets blasted. Michael Rapaport, by the way, is an actor. And he's a total leftist. He's like Mark Ruffalo and others, De Niro. And, I mean, he's just been a total lefty his whole life. And somehow, I don't even know what started it, but he's starting to do this thing on cancel culture. Now, he did a video just recently showing people stealing from a store. He videotaped the guy. He's like, what are you doing? And the dude just walked into a store, walked out, and Rappaport is going, look at this. See, he's starting to understand leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So he's waking up. Remember Sarah Silverman who said, God, I can't even do comedy anymore. Blah, blah, blah. She's upset. Look at all these leftists. Chris Rock. Chris Rock, I can't even do comedy. I don't even do colleges anymore. They're all revolting against leftism. I want you to understand, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and me, you are watching the destruction of leftism by on its own. It's imploding on its own. We're not doing anything. If Chris Rock came to town, I'm not saying I'd go see his comedy because he's a funny guy. Don't misunderstand me. But I don't want to pay money to hear a leftist try, make up excuses about stuff. The funniest thing Chris Rock ever did was when he said, the one he did about the cop thing where, I forget what it was called, but he was like, yeah, you go learning. And by the way, while I'm on the subject of Chris Rock, he has a set that he says there are black people and there are N-words, right? You probably heard this set. See, Rock gets it, but he doesn't want to admit it. And that's what I find hypocritical. Dave Chappelle, he's under fire. What? Cancel culture for doing nothing. So I like when this stuff comes up because now we get to have these discussions. And I just played a clip of Micah Brzezinski who's trying to, talk about Whoopi's cancel, what's happening with Whoopi Goldberg. And she's like, she made a mistake, but can't we all learn? Let's have a conversation around it. Try to have a conversation with leftism. Try to have a conversation about anything. But leftists, I'm going to get to a story. Maybe we won't get to it this hour. Maybe I'll start off with it. But black leftists do not want to acknowledge blacks on the right. We ain't black. So Whoopi Goldberg, who culturally appropriates Judaism for her career to get ahead, gets ahead, and then criticizes Jews, calls them just another set of white folks. So what? One group of white folks kill 6 million other white folks. I don't see any harm in that, she's saying. That's really her big picture statement. Now, should she be canceled? That's up to you. I don't really care. Let the chips fall where they may. I don't personally want to cancel anybody. I want to have a discussion. I want to understand why she feels that way. Why are you such a racist? See, that's where we get into the discussions, and that's what Micah Brzezinski should be asking. She should be saying, why would Whoopi say something like that? I mean, let's analyze it. Let's have Whoopi on. You know what they did? They put Whoopi on different shows. They put her on, the Colbert. In fact, here, I'll read this to you. They said, Goldberg, she's livid, supposedly, after she was suspended from The View over her claim that the Holocaust was not about race. And she's telling coworkers she's going to quit the show. I don't know if that's true or not. Don't care. Goldberg, 66, feels, quote, humiliated at being disciplined by ABC execs after she followed their advice to apologize for the ill-conceived comments. This is according to a well-placed insider. She feels ABC executives mishandled this. She followed their playbook. She went on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. See, here's what I want to tell you. These people are all in cahoots. The media will come to bat for you. We'll get the TV talk shows to go to bat for you. You'll go and do the late night, and I'm using my finger quotes, comedy circuit to go to bat for you. And then all will be good. Then we'll send you to racial rehabilitation camp, with Paula Deen, and then you'll be all cleansed. Just do your mea culpa. They said she's taking the suspension hard. She wants to leave the show. But they say she's probably just sounding off. Yeah, she's just sounding off. Because she's now offended many, many Jewish people who are rightly offended. Again, I don't know what the punishment should be, but I don't want to cancel somebody because they make a mistake necessarily. But here's what I do want. I want a real discussion. I want to understand, why would you say something so stupid? What is your hatred of white people, and particularly Jewish people, that you would acquire their name? You know, what Jewish people are named from your little white bread name, Karen Elaine Johnson, why would you acquire their name, use them to get ahead in your career, and then talk smack about them? Why would you do it? And why would you lump them in with, it's just another white group, it wasn't racist. Racist. So, what she's saying also, because I'm gonna have this discussion with my audience. So I guess when black-on-black crime occurs, people should just treat it as what? No big deal? It's just black-on-black crime. And you know what's interesting about me making that comment? When you think about it, that is exactly what the left does. It's nothing. Why do you think it's not solved? Why do you think they don't want to talk about it in the context of Black Lives Matter? Why do you think they don't want you talking about it? Us, we conservatives. See, we want to have the discussion. When they bring up BLM, what do we say? Okay, great. Let's discuss black lives in the context of all lives. Because you know what? Black lives don't seem to matter to black people. Well, in Whoopi's world, what's the matter to you? I mean, it's just black people killing black people. See, when you have that discussion, you're able to vet out some really clever ideas around how you make leftists eat their words. I would go on with Whoopi. So you seem to be okay with a intra-racial genocide. Am I right? Well, Kevin, I mean, come on. Yeah. Come on what? You don't care about black-on-black crime. You don't care about white-on-white crime. You don't care about Hispanic-on-Hispanic crime. What crime do you care about? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a black friend. No, no. I'm asking for an Asian friend. No, no. I'm asking for a Latino friend. What crime do you care about? You want to know the answer, people? You ready? Okay, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you the crime that leftists care about. None. Oh, there is an exception. I changed my mind. They care about crimes against them. See, until it happens to them, it's all theoretical. Why y'all pulling over black people? You racially profiling. You're doing this. Oh, my God. Somebody took my car. Somebody broke in my house. Somebody raped me. Somebody did it. When it happens to them, it matters. Then suddenly crime's on the table. You know, oh, we got to do something about this crime. I got carjacked. I got this. I got shot at. But until it happens to them, it's all theoretical. Right now, we are having a discussion about crime in America. You know what Democrats have done? They are the ones who created the problem. Defund the police. Let's take away immunity from police when they're doing their, you know, with their jobs. Let's not give police any recourse. Let's not protect them with any laws that say if you kill a police, it's far worse than if you kill just a regular citizen. Nothing. In fact, it's so slanted the other way. What's happening right now? People are leaving the police force in droves. Don't even get me started there. I was talking to a guy the other day. He told me, Kevin, you don't understand the level of decimation. He goes, if this continues, it will be escape from L.A. So they create this problem. They watch the numbers go through the roof, and then they ignore it. Can't even talk about it until it hits home. And it will hit home because that's what happens with leftism. They ignore. You put Joe Biden in office. He's a moron. He's a buffoon. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand supply chain. He doesn't understand economics, supply side economics. He doesn't understand any of it. And now you got empty shelves. You got, I'm telling you right now, potential for food shortages. You have people that don't want to work because they're getting government money. I could go on. He's not solved a single problem. He was supposed to cure the Wu flu situation. Has he done it? Of course not. So look. Whoopi Goldberg is bigger than just her this. This is about cancel culture and the implosion of leftism on itself. And that's what you need to recognize in all the stories that we talk about. I'm going to prove to you that if they continue and you keep the pressure on, they have to let it. They have to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.